A nationwide survey released today shows cigarette smoking is less common among teenagers now than at any point in recent history. The study by the National Institute on Drug Abuse shows tobacco use among young people declined about 5% last year. The use of marijuana, alcohol, and most other illicit substances went down as well. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The study of 44,000 teenagers found smoking not only is less popular than it used to be, it's also considered less cool. In the last 6 years, smoking rates for 8th graders have been cut in half, while 12th grade tobacco use is down 20%. And despite decades of tobacco industry advertising that promotes smoking as sexy and glamorous, most teenagers now find it unappealing. They say they don't like to hang around smokers, and 3/4 of teenagers say they'd think twice before dating one. Bill Corr of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids says the findings show that anti-smoking efforts are making unprecedented progress.
After experiencing dramatic increases in youth smoking rates during the first half of the 1990s, we have turned the tide, and today we can celebrate the fact that smoking among high school seniors is at the lowest level in at least 27 years.
The study, conducted at the University of Michigan, annually surveys young people to find out how much they smoke, drink, and use illegal drugs. When it began in 1975, almost 40% of 12th graders said they'd smoked in the previous month. Now that's down to about 25%, the lowest level in the history of the survey. Alcohol and drug use is down as well, with marijuana's popularity at its lowest level in 7 years, and LSD at its lowest level since the survey started. Lead researcher Lloyd Johnston credits the decline on stepped-up prevention efforts nationwide.
In a sense, the reason that we contain this problem is that young people, or most young people, understand why they shouldn't be using these substances. So it's important that each generation of kids, and they're always coming into adolescence, hear these things.
Johnston says world events may also have helped reduce teen substance abuse last year. The September 11th attacks, he says, might have had a sobering effect on young people, teaching them the value of life and helping them set better priorities. In announcing the study results today, Bush administration officials invoked the war on terror to send a message to young people. John Walters is the director of the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy.
We have tried to help make young people understand that in this time when people are giving their lives to protect this country, they have an obligation, too, to not waste their lives by using drugs and by giving resources to some of the most vicious anti-democratic forces in this hemisphere, which is what American drug consumers do and fund more of those groups in this hemisphere than any other source.
Despite the recent decline in substance abuse, researchers were quick to point out that tobacco, drugs, and alcohol remain significant problems among young people, readily available and still frequently used by a significant number of teenagers. They warned that this year's positive trend could quickly reverse itself if parents and educators fail to remain vigilant. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.